Well, good afternoon. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And of course, we always welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. I ask you to hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us the only gentleman who works harder than I do, but then he's 40 years younger than I am as well, Alex Jones. Alex, thank you so much for being with us.
Dr. Monteith, it's good to be on the show with you, and I've never heard you with such a sore throat. Hope you're doing okay.
Oh, I'm getting better, because you're going to have to do most of the talking, but that won't be much of a problem for you.
No, it won't be. In fact, that's kind of my problem, is I'm kind of the opposite direction, having problems talking too much. There's a lot going on. And we're in a death grip battle with the forces of the New World Order, and I would predict they'll be carrying out more massive terror attacks at any time, the way things are going for them.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the president spoke the other evening, and he told us that we're in Iraq because of, or we're involved in the war on terrorism. What's so interesting, if you go back and you look at the State Department list on the terrorist countries, or read the Paul Bremer report published in June of the year 2000, that's the report on the Committee on Terrorism that the Paul Bremer led, and you can go up on the web and fill it down, and he talks all about the terrorist countries, about Iran and Syria and Pakistan and Greece, never once mentions Iraq. Gee, how come that they weren't a terrorist country in the year 2000 and they were in 2002?
Well, the neocon document written in September of 2000 by the neoconservative think tank Project for a New American Century, run by Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and Paul Wolfowitz and Neil Bush, said, quote, tomorrow's dominant force would be a long process without some catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. And in another PNAC document, they said, quote, Saddam Hussein is not a threat to the region or the world, but by claiming he's a threat, it will legitimize taking over the oil supplies and using Iraq as a strategic base of operations. And they said this over and over again, that Saddam isn't a threat, but he's a, quote, convenient pretext for invasion, in another document. I mean, this is like pulling Ted Bundy over and finding a dead woman in the back seat of the Volkswagen and the police doing nothing. They're saying we need events. And then after the event, a bunch of different neocons, and Congressman Ron Paul has spoken about this in his neocon speech before the House, said, oh, this was such a good event, that it was a lucky event, that it was a timely event. Then you look at the evidence of who was behind it, and now we have Michael Metzger, one of Tony Blair's longest-serving ministers. He's now been basically sacked over it, still a member of Parliament, has sparked outrage yesterday, this is the London Telegraph, by suggesting the United States government deliberately allowed the terrorist attacks of September 11th to take place. Folks, they didn't allow them, they carried them out.
Well, anyway, they did nothing at all to stop it. That's the question. You know, the logical thing to have done, if you knew the attack was coming, they were going to hijack our planes, would have been to arm the pilots, to reinforce the doors.
But Bush tried to stop that.
I know he did. And that's the question. If he is the commander-in-chief, why wasn't he trying to protect the people on the planes? Why did he allow that to happen? Why didn't, as soon as he knew they were going to hijack our planes, mobilize the National Guard and put them in the airports? And I think that would have stopped the terrorists. But you see, it was almost like we were beckoning them on. Come on, fellas. Nothing's going to happen to you, when they were absolutely
well,
right.
Well, Dr. Monteith, then you've got a lot of them being found still to be alive. And
we'll be right back.
We'll get back.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Alex Jones, who is the only talk show host I know who does more hours every day than I do. And we've just been chatting a little bit before we got on the program about the fact that some of the so-called 19 terrorists are still alive. And, of course, there's a wonderful article recently in Insight magazine going into the fact that at least six of those terrorists are still alive. Now, how could that be? Would you like to pick up on that, Alex?
Well, Dr. Monteith, again, we know the government story's a fraud. We know that there's more connections between Bush and bin Laden and his family than with any of the people they've been arresting. We know the FBI was told not to stop al-Qaeda. We know al-Qaeda was used to attack the Serbs in 99 and 98. The 99 report shows that. So what we know is we're being lied to. We know public officials were warned not to fly. We know the globalists stood to gain from this. And from all the evidence and what a lot of top airline pilots and retired military fighter pilots have said is that they, maybe one time out of 10 could T-bone that building without a radio beacon bringing them in. But to have four separate guys, four separate groups of hijackers on four separate planes, three of the planes making it in perfectly to their targets, especially the Pentagon hit, is basically impossible. Then we have the reports of the hijackers, some of the hijackers jumping out of Cessnas because they couldn't get them off the ground at the flight school. So these are clearly CIA patsies out creating their ledger or their history, just like McVeigh did or just like Oswald did handing out the anti-communist leaflets. They do this over and over again. So what we know is we're being lied to. We know these hijackers couldn't have done that. And a lot of experts believe, who've looked at it, that there may have actually been some useful idiot Arabs on board aircraft that they thought it was a hijacking, and then when the remote control system took over, they were all doomed.
Well, of course, the interesting thing is that the story of the passports, and there were two passports. One was found in New York City, adjacent to the World Trade Center, and it was one of the hijackers, and another was found adjacent to the crash site in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, just magically we have passports unburned falling out of the sky.
Well, they even had that one up on the FBI webpage for a few days, and then they took it down. I guess they figured even the American people were gullible enough to believe that they'd rolled down the window and thrown them out before the crash.
Well, yeah, and the best-selling books and videos in Europe, in France and Germany and the Netherlands, are saying that the globalists carried out September 11th. The former head technology minister in Germany says it's impossible for the story we've been given to be true, that only the military-industrial complex could carry out such attacks to mobilize the American people behind a global war for a new world order. I mean, we've got German ministers saying that. We have Michael Metzger, one of Tony Blair's longest-serving ministers, saying, quote, Metzger allegations over September 11th, monstrous, says U.S., Michael Metzger, one of Tony Blair's longest-serving ministers, sparked outrage by suggesting the United States government deliberately allow the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Look, I may have been saying this since day one. In fact, I was on the air before 9-1-1 saying they're going to use bin Laden to attack New York. I said it on TV. I said it on radio. I said he's going to be the fall guy. And we see this pattern carried out again with now 8,000 Taliban, not 6,000, 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders flown out of Afghanistan. They grabbed the young kids, the old men, conscripted them in frontline bunkers, had them bombed in the trenches as theater. Then the CIA pulled out their control arms, the Taliban and al-Qaeda, flew them out to Pakistan. Before 9/11, you've got the Pakistani general, the head of ISI, wiring $100,000 to ATA, meeting with the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees that later ran the Whitewash Commission. It goes on and on and on, and it is incredible.
Well, there's an amazing story. It was in Newsweek about, it was in December of last year, and it talked about how, of course, we'd paid some of the Northern Alliance to do the fighting for us, and they had this large contingent of al-Qaeda, and they were all trapped, and they thought that bin Laden was with them, and they were closing in for the kill, and then in comes a fleet of black helicopters and whisks them all away. I didn't know that bin Laden had a fleet of black helicopters.
Kind of like the black helicopters that were out in Oregon when Bush gave his speech. Have you seen those news articles?
No, I haven't. What was that?
Well, Salon and the local papers there, the Oregonian, reported that right before Bush got there, fleets of black helicopters were flying around, and wherever they were seen loitering, fires would start. And then when Bush got there, he said, see, you better pass my new logging rules or there's going to be fires like this one. And Salon and the Oregonian come right out and say that the locals all think Bush set the fires. But the point is, here are these imaginary black helicopters that aren't imaginary. They're just the secret government, the continuity of government, you know, the special forces helicopters. Here they are running around controlling everything. So it's just amazing. Some of the other news, Dr. Monteith, I know you probably talked about, but we discussed this almost 2 years ago, and it finally came out last week. Bin Laden family allowed 911 to leave. Bin Laden family, U.S. exit approved by the Bush administration, the Scotsman. Rich firms got 911 fund millions instead of the families. Here's another one. You know, it just goes on and on. WTC transcripts, victims told to stay put. Well, yeah, it came out that some voice out of the command bunker across the street, building 7 that later collapsed and for nothing hit it, were telling him, stay where you are, stay where you are in both the towers. Not just the second tower to get hit, but in both the towers.
And
I mean,
of course,
think about this.
Well, you know, I don't know if you read Stephen Push's testimony. Stephen Push lost his wife in the plane that was supposed to have hit the Pentagon, but be that as it may. He, of course, was talking about the fact that on the top floor at Morgan Stanley, the head of security there was running around with a megaphone saying, get out, we're under terrorist attack. At the same time, the loudspeaker in the offices was saying, stay at your desk, there's nothing to worry about. This was in the South Tower. And he got 1,700 people out. They all would have died otherwise. He got them out in just a few minutes. Those are very, very fast elevators. Those people could have gotten out of the plane, except that they were ordered to stay at their desk.
Yeah, everyone could have gotten out. And understand, if they find some, you know, and this has happened in the World Trade Center, many other big buildings, if a maid dumps some detergent on the ground, and there's some powder, it's anthrax, everyone evacuates. But understand, a building is on fire, okay, and they're telling them, stay in the building that's on fire, and they're telling the other building that hasn't been hit, stay in the building. Then the second plane hits, this is what's now emerging, and still a voice is saying, stay where you're at, stay where you're at. And turns out security was being run from across the street out of the Y2K bunker that had been built, quote, with the CIA and the city at Building 7, which later, of course, full of documents as well, blows up and collapses faster than a bowling ball falls from 40-plus stories, which only explosions could do that. Building 7 fell faster than a bowling ball can fall. That could only happen if the building was just blown to pieces, which is exactly what happened.
Well, I think if you've seen the pictures of that, and we have the pictures of that Building 7 going down. Now, why did that go down? That wasn't hit by anything at all. That wasn't hit by, certainly, by an airplane. Supposedly, there were some fires there. But of course,
it started hours later.
Right. So there's so many unanswered questions about this whole story. And the one thing is that they do not want the American people to ask any questions. In fact, the Bush administration did everything they could to block an independent investigation. And then when they had the independent investigation, they withheld information.
Well, it's just like the Energy Commission on Enron and all the rest of it. I mean, nothing's being done there. And that's the scary thing, is they're not being held accountable. The Democrats are going along, in fact, helping to author all this. Ashcroft says there's no Patriot Act 2 5 months after it was introduced. Now he admits, okay, there is a Patriot Act 2 and Victory Act 1 and Victory Act 2. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And you know, it is encouraging, though, to know that in Europe, in some of the polls, upwards of half the people believe the government carried the attacks out, and those numbers are going up. I like to see polls in this country. And it is heartening to know that books that have been written over there are bestsellers about 911. The sad thing is the film you've made, the films I've produced, the books I've made, are not bestsellers in this country because the bookstores won't put them on the shelves. And you know, I can rent movie theaters out and fill them up all day and all night here in Austin or in Houston, Texas, to show the films. But I can't go around the country myself showing the film.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get your films, because they are excellent.
Well, there's 911, The Road to Tyranny. That's the first one, and people say the best. There's part two, Masters of Terror. It's excellent as well. They're all over 2 hours. Now there's Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It's a wonderful new film. 2 hours, 40 minutes long, and I've made. very professionally produced, and the new book I've written, Descent to Tyranny, and then there's the book I published for Paul Watson, which I think is better than my book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. And Order Out of Chaos gets into U.S. government terror, British admittedly carrying out terror bombings and blaming it on their enemies, the Israelis doing the same thing. This is all just stuff out of Haaretz and, you know, Jewish newspapers, British newspapers, U.S. newspapers. And it really, and this book just came out, and it's on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, Order Out of Chaos. And if people were impressed with Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror, they really should get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. And that's toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or, of course, PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com via our secure online shopping cart. You know, Dr. Monteith, you're an expert, expert on the occult activities of the New World Order. Would you like to shift gears and talk about Arnold since you're based in California?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I mean, do you want to?
Sure, go ahead.
Well,
we don't have any script at all. It's a pleasure having you.
Oh, I know that.
What do you know about Arnold and the occult? I know that, for instance, he's being run to keep us from getting a real conservative governor. I do know that George Shultz, who's there, was on the Gorbachev State of the World Forum, a former Secretary of State, member of the CFR. Certainly he's been, he is the establishment's man. He was behind Matt Fong when he ran for Senate. And now, of course, he's behind Schwarzenegger, which means, of course, that the establishment is running Arnold to block a conservative from getting in.
So well, there, you've just said it. They don't want McClintock. They don't want any of the other people. So what they've done is, but the reason I've written a story on Infowars.com about Arnold is because on the surface it's a diversion, it's a distraction. But by looking at the hypocrisy and the elite connections, as you just spelled out, just with the Kingmaker connection with George Shultz, former Secretary of State, Bohemian Grove member, occult practitioner, just by doing that, it shows folks how deep this rabbit hole goes. And that's why I've written a detailed report about Arnold. Now, picture this. The man poses for homosexual porno magazines. The man says during the filming of Pumping Iron, "I admire Adolf Hitler." The guy reportedly likes to dress up in Nazi outfits for costume parties and stuff, SS outfits. I mean, this is very serious. It isn't just that his father was a Nazi police chief in Graz. It's that his mother married a former colonel in the SS, the equivalent of a general, who later became president of the Austrian Parliament. He campaigned for Kurt Waldheim, former UN Secretary General, until 82. In 86, when Waldheim ran successfully for the presidency of Austria, despite all the Nazi stuff, Arnold stood up at his wedding to Maria Shriver, another blue blood, and said, "I don't care about the Nazi stuff. Me and Maria love Kurt." But here's the point. The Simon Wiesenthal Center is viciously attacking Mel Gibson, and I'm going to get you that number, by the way, Dr. Monteith, is viciously attacking Mel Gibson for his movie, The Passion. And I've talked to Hutton Gibson, who screened it at Mel's home. It's word for word out of the King James Version, translated back into Greek and Aramaic and Hebrew. It simply follows what truly happened. It's not anti-Semitic. Jesus was a Jew, folks. It goes into that. They viciously say they're going to boycott it. They want it edited. They said on the news, some of the groups, that it's, quote, worse than the snuff films. You know, it's the ultimate evil. That's okay. But then Simon Wiesenthal Center defends Arnold, who says that he loves Hitler, who campaigned for Waldheim while it was out in the news that he was a Gestapo killer. I mean, it's incredible hypocrisy. So it shows this guy's in porn. This guy is now it's come out. Well, I'll tell you when we get back the other stuff that he did. It just goes on and on. He went to a big bodybuilding dinner in the late 70s and began screaming that all blacks should leave and calling him the N-word. This is in front of hundreds of people. But see, that's okay because he's an establishment person. But imagine then somebody like Pat Buchanan or somebody who simply stands up for American sovereignty, never said anything racist, they're attacked as anti-Semitic or racist when the real racist, the real Illuminati minions are protected.
We'll be right back here in just a moment.
14th set on the JFK assassination. It includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Hello, garlic lovers. This is Radio Health journalist Bill Sardi to talk to you about a breakthrough in garlic technology. It's called Alamet. You know all the healthy reasons to take garlic, but isn't it time you got your money's worth? A recent study found the 24 leading brands of garlic pills provided little, if any, allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient. Try Alamex, which is the only odorless garlic supplement to provide pure allicin, a full 180 milligrams. That's the power of 15 fresh cloves of garlic. Alamex isn't available in stores, so call 866-405-4000. That's Alamex at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to tell you a little bit about the Big Berkey fillers. And, of course, you get the Big Berkey, which is a stainless steel filter, water filter. It's been around for 150 years. It has ceramic filters packed with carbon in it. Great practical filter. You can clean the filters over and over again. Or you can get the Berkey Light, which is made of Lexan, transparent, same as bulletproof glass. Has the black Berkey filters, which are more efficient, but they don't last as long as the big Berkey filters. And so you have your choice of either the Big Berkey at $239, but it's not available in California and Iowa, or the Berkey Light, which is a little cheaper. We sell it for $199. You don't get the lights with that, but you get the Berkey Light filter with no lights, of course. And it has the black Berkey filters, which do a tremendous job of purifying the water. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you buy it through us, you'll get either a four-tape set or a video I have produced. And let me suggest that you go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and you can see the pictures of the Berkey filters, and hopefully you'll want to get one, because whether you have water you want to make sure it's pure, or you have water that you certainly might, in circumstances where there was an emergency, you'd want to and make sure you could have adequate water, why it's something great to have on hand. And then, of course, we carry Phenopoly, which is a program by which your children and your grandchildren and you can learn how to read phonetically, spell phonetically, pronounce words phonetically. Most of these programs, $300-$500. This is $139.95. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books with that to tell you how they've been deliberately dumbing down our children. So remember, that's called Phenopoly. It's available by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America truly is at war today. And again, the number 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. I think you'll be glad if you get it. Dr. Stan back here, I guess, this afternoon is Alex Jones, and we've got Roger on the line from Allentown. Roger, you have a question or comment?
Thanks, Dr. Stan, and I wish you a speedy recovery.
Oh, we're getting better.
Yeah, and Alex, I don't want to quibble with you. You know I love you both, right?
What was your comment?
Well, this is the third or fourth time you put this out, Alex, and I got to ask Hutton Gibson, and he couldn't answer with any certainty. And that is, I found it highly improbable, since Roman Catholicism rejects the King James and the majority of received text on which it's based, that they would have backward translated from the King James rather than using the Douay Rheims. And so that was...
Well, specifically, I just talked to Hutton, and he said it's translated directly from the Bible. So I guess when I say King James Bible, that could be incorrect.
Oh, God bless.
Okay, fine. Well, we won't.
Okay, again, let me just state what I was trying to say here calmly and succinctly. With the whole Arnold Schwarzenegger situation, okay, the Simon Wiesenthal Center has endorsed him and has said that he's not a Nazi and has no Nazi connections. I stated what's been an MSNBC and a bunch of other publications. Arnold said, I admire Adolf Hitler and other dictators. Arnold Schwarzenegger said in front of news cameras in 1986 that he admires, let me say this again, that he admires all these different people. So that's the type of stuff that I'm talking about. And so at the same time, we've got the Simon Wiesenthal Center putting out this report called Digital Hate 2000. And it listed, you know, Peaceable Texans for Firearms Rights, a group I happen to have been involved with. I mean, they don't even, they just list every major gun group. Steve Voss's music, there was a WorldNet Daily article that he was considering suing them. You know, all this crazy stuff. They just randomly list anybody as hateful. They talk about freedom. And then you've got Arnold Schwarzenegger, who says that he's not embarrassed of all time, and he likes him, and he admires him, and he doesn't care about the Nazi stuff and all this. And so then you have the Simon Wiesenthal Center attacking Mel Gibson for his movie The Passion that's only been screened by a few thousand people. I call up Hutton Gibson, who's been on my show several times, and I say, Hutton, you've seen the movie. Is it biblically accurate? He goes, yeah, right from the Bible, translated right from the Bible. And so that's the point I'm making, is that the Simon Wiesenthal Center attacks all these people and will call them anti-Semitic or promoters of hate when there's no evidence of it. So it's kind of like a political group for hire to demonize whoever you want. Now, expanding on that point, getting into the occult, Arnold Schwarzenegger, since the mid-'80s, has been attending the Bohemian Grove, where, of course, George Shultz, former Secretary of State, is a high-level member. And I also have a Reuters article on my website. We talk about it in my story, where last year, in September, almost a year ago, Schwarzenegger lands with Warren Buffett at the Waddleston Manor at the Rothschild Castle and was embraced by Lord Jacob Rothschild. We have a photo of them all meeting there on the lawn, also in the story I've written, as well as at the bottom we've got a link to the Reuters article. So my point is, Arnold is married into the Kennedy clan. He hangs out in campaigns for the former UN Secretary General, showing the UN Nazi connection again, for Waldheim when he ran for Austrian president in 86. In the midst of a firestorm, he doesn't apologize for him. So think about that. Think about the double standard there. It makes me very mad.
Well, of course, the thing is that the establishment is running him to block any opportunity to get somebody who would really represent the common man. And, you know, it's amazing how all the media keeps talking about him and talking about him and giving him cover and making him look that, you know, when you listen to the fellow, he has absolutely nothing to say. But, of course, what's frightening to me is that he's doing so well in the polls.
Well, that's it. It is just absolutely disgusting. But again, I mean, these polls, I'm sure you've talked to Bev Harris or are aware of that, that it's been proven that the Diebold and other companies that are involved in the touchscreen voting are basically CIA fronts. Did you hear about that?
No, I hadn't. But well, I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Even the Cleveland Plain Dealer did reports about how the head of Diebold sent a letter to the Republican Party saying, don't worry, I'm going to deliver you the votes. And a Plain Dealer, a reporter, and several others, as well as Bev Harris, a corporate fraud investigator, who I interviewed last week, and that's on PrisonPlanet.com, the election fraud section, new section we have, they got into a, quote, secret teleconference between executives. Well, I'll tell you the story when we get back. It's very, very interesting and very, very scary and a big deal.
And give your website once more.
Well, that particular interview is in our election fraud section of PrisonPlanet.com. We've got a link to that on InfoWars.com.
All right, and InfoWars.com, prior knowledge. You want to go to prior knowledge section at InfoWars.com. It'll blow your mind.
In Now, most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention a couple of the other things we carry here at Radio Liberty, and of course one of the Miracle 2 soap products, and well, we can't make any medical claims for them, but I will tell you quite frankly that we've talked to so many people with rashes and all sorts of problems that have really had, well, they have wonderful, wonderful stories of how the products have helped them, which is why we carry them. In fact, John McTernan, one of our frequent guests, called me the other day, and he didn't want to get on the program. He wrote, of course, God's Final Warning. He was telling me how great Miracle 2 products were, and he wanted to know how he could become a dealer for that to help his ministry, so we're going to help him do that, because we think it's a great product. And you know, if you've never tried them, you really should get samples. You can get the introductory offer to reduce prices by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. There's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizer. And if you'd like to know more about it, you can call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Or you can certainly go to our website and get more information on it, and hopefully you'll call and get an introductory offer of the Miracle 2 soap products. And then we certainly want to mention other things that we carry. One of them is the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum, a program that will take your children from grammar school all the way through high school graduation for $199.95. It's on 22 CDs, and of course the lesson plans are there, the textbooks are there, the answers to the tests are there, and of course all you have to do is, of course, buy the Saxon math textbooks. Everything else is there for a top-notch education. If you love your children, get them out of government schools. Call us right now. Robinson Homeschool. Well, Dr. Stan here, and we've got with us on the line Alex Jones. We've got, first of all, let's go to Ben calling from Salinas. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful, Dr. Stan, and I'm not only praying for your provision, but for your health, sir.
All right, for my voice. It's coming back, though.
And also, Mr. Alex Jones, I've been hearing about you for years, sir. And thank you for being a good enough, ballsy American to put it on the table and let people out here know, especially in the mindless Midwest. My comment is this. We all know this project for a new American century, the New World Order, the New American Nazi Party, which I think that Mr. Schwarzenegger and
well, that's really what it is. You know, MSNBC, I keep going back to MSNBC, but they have that Alexandra Robinson interview, and I know Dr. Monteith's interviewed her and many others have. I have as well.
Yep.
She interviewed 100 members of Skull and Bones. Okay. Yep. Now they want the world to know all this now.
Sure.
And
we know that
come out in the New York Observer. They are a German death cult that comes right out of the Illuminati, founded in 1832 at Yale.
Yep.
And German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt, before Kohl, before Schroeder, said in his own book, written by him, it's got his name on it, Men in Powers, he said, we have our own grove in Germany where all this comes from, but I like the one we have in California. And then he went on to say, where the CFR, where the Trilateral Commission, where the Bilderbergs meet to have fun, he says, my favorite place is the American Bohemian Grove in Northern California.
And
there's
there.
Arnold there. So see, that's the real power elite. And as it turns out, these so-called Zionists are really the real Nazis,
yep.
and they're there to kill the Jewish people. But see, the New World Order scrambles things so bizarrely that folks can't figure that out. Why do you think...
People need to become aware that Adolf Bush in the White House and Arnold Schwarzenegger are both members of the RNP, the Republican Nazi Party. And remember, for their plan to work, they must first of all implode the American economy. And this $87 billion, along with the last $87 billion, they're halfway there. Once they implode...
Well, let me say this, though. Let me just add this caveat to what you're saying, sir. Look, I agree, they're Nazis. But let me, I mean, it's skull and bones. They eat all Hitler silverware.
Yep.
They have Nazi flags.
Yes.
That's admitted. But let me just say this. This is very important. Notice the left-wing UN loves of all time, too.
Yep.
Understand, your Democratic Party is just as controlled.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks very much, Ben. And that's just a comment for our people out there. If you'd like to get a copy of our four-tape set on the Skull and Bones with an interview with the daughter of one of the former members of Skull and Bones, he's dead now, and Alexandra Robbins, and a great four-tape set on Skull and Bones, great four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, including an interview with Alex Jones.
Yeah, and I was a little more calm that day. I guess I calmly went over my infiltration 3 years ago to the Grove, and now that Trio Network special, they aired my footage I shot that's in Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. They finally aired that this year like 15 times on Trio Network, and they had the Bohemian Grove official admit that I did sneak in and I did shoot the video of their ritual. So, again, folks, this is admitted. Your Christian conservative leaders are engaging in a satanic ritual. Dr. Monteith, how important is that?
Yeah, well, I think it shows us that maybe people can claim to be Christians, but you would not be at the Bohemian Grove. You know, they run around naked up there, and that's how they found out that George Shultz has a butterfly tattooed on his buttocks.
By the way, that was the Washington Times. In my film, Dark Secrets, inside Bohemian Grove, the first 15 minutes is nothing but news articles. Helmut Schmidt's book, The Washington Times, Sacramento Bee. These are Christian conservatives, and they bus in like caviar, male $2,000 an hour prostitutes for your Christian conservatives. And
now,
the Republicans,
these are not really Christians. These are not Christians.
Well, of course, I'm being sarcastic.
Okay.
They call themselves that. You know, Lionel Chetwin, Karl Rove's lapdog for taking over the media. You know who Lionel Chetwin is?
Sure.
This guy, did I ever tell you, Monteith, he threatened me when I was out in L.A.?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got this new made-for-TV movie that just aired on Showtime where Bush reads the Bible every night and you know, loves the Constitution and wants to take our rights because he cares. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Well, Chetwin's produced a made-for-TV movie, okay, that's like something right out of Joseph Goebbels' dreams. But a year ago, I was at the taping, a year and a half ago, the Conspiracy Zone, and we all had our own dressing rooms, but I was downstairs right by the stage in the bathroom. Lionel Chetwin walks in and says, "You're Alex Jones. We're going to get you."
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're not getting any threats, you're not doing anything.
Well, I just want folks to know, I've been threatened by a member of the Bush administration, anything ever happens to me, because I take that threat seriously.
I think you should very well. And, in fact, you know, people do not understand. They really do kill people here. In fact, who was Hinckley who tried to kill President Reagan? He was the son of one of George Bush's best friends.
By the way, they were meeting with Hinckley's parents the night before.
Right. Let's go to George calling from Toronto. Hi, George.
Good evening, gentlemen. Really enjoying the show. In fact, the last 2 hours.
I can't hear him.
Mr. Jones, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Thank you. You know what? I'm enjoying the show so much, I don't want to change the subject, but maybe I shouldn't. But I'll put it out there anyways. This morning I woke up and I heard that next month, apparently, the U.S. is going to a colored $20 bill. And I was
October 9th.
Yep.
That story's a headline right now on Infowars.com.
Yeah, and I wonder if you could elaborate maybe on the real reason for going to in that direction, and I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Right.
Well, let me drop another bombshell on people. I gave a speech. I introduced Ron Paul. I gave a speech before Ron Paul a week and a half ago. Well, not this Saturday, but the Saturday before, right here in Austin, Texas. Well, for some listeners out there, 15 miles east of Texas. We must be precise. At McKinney Ruff's. And Ron Paul gets up for a speech, and he says, "Well, we're going to have a depression, And he says that there is a one-world government and that there really is a conspiracy to overthrow America. And that's what he got up and basically said. He talked about the neocons. He talked about how they're taking all our liberties, how Ashcroft's a liar. Now,
where was this speech given? Is it up on
this was given right here outside Austin, Texas, at McKinney Ruff's at the LCRA Environmental Center. But it was just folks rented the hall, and I spoke, and Congressman Ron Paul spoke along with John Stadtmiller. And we've actually aired Ron Paul's speech here on the network that I'm on, Genesis. I know you're on the network as well.
Is that up on your website?
No, but I am going to have the interview in a documentary film that I'm going to put out here pretty quick. People always request my speeches, so I'm going to take two of my speeches and cut them down. I'm going to take Ron Paul's speech and put three speeches on tape, and I'll be offering that in the next few weeks if I ever get around to it. I've got to put documents with it. But the point here is he asked about the colored money. 2 days ago, the Financial Times of London reported that the Japanese and others are now starting to dump dollars and dump our debt. They're not buying our debt anymore. And I know the Federal Reserve 3 years ago said they wanted to go to colored money and an RFID tracker chip so that they could devalue the old greenbacks, which will actually hurt the dollar. So it's just like Bush 6 months ago saying a weakening dollar is good for us, which is ridiculous. I mean, it is a fiat currency, it is a fraud, but that's all we had left. So they're really trying to kill the dollar. They're not trying to prop it up. By coming out with this new colored money, they're going to be able to artificially devalue and say that it's worthless, all the greenbacks floating around the world, because a lot of economists say that by there being all this counterfeit and stuff, that's actually helped the dollar be the world reserve currency. That's what's floating around. That's what people had. Now they're to come out with this colored money, phasing in over the next 2 years. Then they're going to recall. That is when the notes come back through the bank. They're going to destroy them and get rid of the old greenbacks. So this is horrible, horrible news. This is them physically killing the dollar.
And I really think that they're probably going to have exchange controls before very long. And with exchange controls, of course, that'll mean you won't be able to get your money out of the country now. And when it happens, it'll happen so suddenly nobody will know what's happened. But I believe that going along with this colored money because, of course, they're afraid people are going to try to get their money out of the United States as the dollar crumbles.
And notice the new money is going to be a sickly pink.
Very, very fitting. Let's go to Eric calling from Irvine. Hi, Eric. How are you doing?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Gentlemen, I have been listening to you about the PNAC. Okay, I have a report right here.
The New American Century, this fascist group.
That's correct. I'm trying to figure out, I've been going through it, sort of glancing at it, and I'm trying to figure out where... it says, you know, about this event that is supposed to, you know...
Okay, sir, PNAC has issued hundreds of reports.
Right.
So I don't know what PNAC report you've got in front of you.
Well, it's September 2000.
All right, the one you want to go to is Rebuilding America's Defenses, page 51.
Page 51.
51, right.
Okay, that's the only... Yeah, I just want to check that out because...
That's page 51.
Right.
In fact, I've now got it here in front of me, too.
All right, anything else?
No, that's it. I just wanted to check that out. Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye.
In fact, let me just go ahead and read it.
Hello?
Written in September 2000 by a neoconservative think tank, Project for New American Century. This is the London Telegraph quoting it, which was set up by a group that included Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, and Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz. Okay, and it says, which he called a blueprint for U.S. world domination. He said the document stated that making America's tomorrow dominant force would be a long process without some catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. Now, Brzezinski, and I'm sick of plugging his book, folks. I got the quotes in my book. Please don't buy his. You do go to the library. The co-founder of the Trilateral Commission said in 1997, quote, we need something on the order of a Pearl Harbor to get Americans behind imperial mobilization. Now, Dr. Monteith, what is imperial mobilization?
Well, of course, we are moving towards an American empire. This is what it's all about. But remember what happened to the Roman Empire.
America is to be used as the engine for the UN and the IMF and the World Bank, we're going to play the part of the bad cop, the new Soviet Union taking over, then they're going to stand up and fight us, creating their own global government. This is how they run the shell game.
All right, let's go to Fred calling from Salinas. And hi, Fred, how are you doing?
Yeah, good afternoon. I was wondering if your guest could talk a little bit about Leo Strauss, and I'll take it off the air.
All right, fine. Do you want to get into Leo Strauss a little bit?
Well, that's the economist up in Chicago that, well, you know, I really can't do this as well as Ron Paul. On Infowars.com, right in the middle of the page, we have a link that says News in Focus on Infowars.com. Click through there, then you'll see Ron Paul's picture. Click on that, and it's a speech he gave July 10th before Congress. And I'm sure you heard about this, Doctor.
Right.
And he lays out that the Bush administration is run by Trotskyites and by followers of Strauss who believe in a Machiavellian worldview of lying to the people, of big social welfare states, and another one of the neocon members in there says that we need to train the people, again, to enter into evil, and that we need to lie to them, and that 911 was a great gift of fortune. And I don't have the document in front of me. There's so many neocons in there, but the particular neocon that said that, because Ron Paul re-gave that part of the speech last week, called Ron Paul said during a speech, and threatened him that he'd better watch it, and how dare Ron Paul give a speech about that. And Ron Paul said, wait a minute, you gave me this at a Republican leadership conference. We were all handed out this neocon Bible. But you can go read all that in Ron Paul's own speech at Infowars.com. But don't believe that. After you're done reading it, go to, thelibertycommittee.org, Ron Paul's website. It's right there. The name of the speech is Neo-Cond.
And I think it's Leo Strauss was a professor at the University of Chicago. He was a refugee from Hitler's Germany.
But that's the incredible thing. But he believed in fascism.
He did.
He believed in command and control.
His biographer called him a Jewish fascist. And he basically believed that we need a ruling elite. And he was very much into the ancient philosophers, into Plato. He believed, of course, that the ancient philosophers always had two messages, one for the elite and the other for us common folks.
And again, that's deep Illuminati there. Again, right there's the two messages. The Illuminati always has the message for the general public or the profane, and then they have the message for the inner circle.
And, of course, many, many people got their PhDs under Leo Strauss, among them a man named William Crystal, the editor of the American Standard, or the Weekly Standard, and also the chairman of PNAC. So,
and, by the way, his daddy, according to an article in the National Post, that the ghost of Trotsky walks the White House. Did you see that article?
No, I didn't.
It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, his father is Irvin Crystal, who for many years was the editor of either the New Republic or Nation magazine.
Yeah, and it said that Irvin Crystal was the torchbearer for the Fourth International after Trotsky was killed in Mexico.
And, of course, the one thing about it was that Crystal said in his book, and I never knew the magazine I was the editor was a CIA front. Gee, how could he be that stupid?
Oh, yeah, I was the editor. Well, it's just like Miss Magazine. In one of her own books, Gloria Steinem says, I was a CIA operative. Oh, a bunch of old white men want the girls to take over. No, they don't. They wanted to break up the family so we could stick all the women in these dirty factories as well, so the kids go to dirty daycare centers and get pumped full of Ritalin, Prozac, and toxic vaccines. I mean, it is so sick to watch what they've done. And let me tell you something, Dr. Monteith. I took my wife to see a Western the other night. We went and saw Open Range with Kevin Costner. And before the movie came on, they had an ad for a new ABC TV show, and it's called Threat Matrix, right out of Homeland Security. And they glorify torturing people, having no rights, having a police state, and it was an ad for a new TV show before the movie. Man, they're hitting us so hard through the television shows, not the news shows, but the fiction shows. That's where the real brainwashing's going on.
Yeah, but, Alex, an awful lot of people are aware of what's going on, and the fact that Ashcroft has to tour the country to try with a dog and pony show to try to convince us the Patriot Act is great shows you're having an effect.
Well, you're the one having an effect. with your great work and your great listeners. And I'll tell you the best piece of news I've got, Dr. Monti. And look, I'm just an average person. I'm not even the best at, you know, at doing this. I'm just standing up, fighting the New World Order, telling the truth as best I can, researching history. And you do a much more eloquent job than I do. But I've done over 1,000 radio interviews. I quit counting about 2 or 3 months ago. I've done over 1,000 radio interviews, okay? I've been doing them all day today. I'll be doing them all day tomorrow. And I always love coming on your show, get one of the biggest responses. And I've been doing them all over the country, Pacifica, Ken Hamblin, conservative, liberal. And one out of 30 callers will disagree with me about the government carrying out 911. One out of 30 callers, on average, will disagree with me about the Patriot Act. And they're always incoherent and death-threatening. Well, not always, about 90% of the time. So this very just microbial quantity of people, when they hear the truth, resist. People know deep down something's wrong. God's talking to them.
We're out of time. God bless you. Bye-bye. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Now, most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, you understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we just want to mention, of course, a couple of the items that we carry here at Radio Liberty, which we hope that you'll really want to get. And certainly one of them is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will take you into the occult forces working behind the scenes. And, of course, you can't understand anything going on unless you understand the occult. You can't understand the current administration unless, of course, you go into the background of the Skull and Bones Society, and you need to get our four-tape set on that. And of course, we carry Alexander Robbins' book on the Skull and Bones. We have the list of all of the members of Skull and Bones, and there are about 6 or 7 Bushes. These goes from generation to generation to generation to generation. And, of course, then we have, of course, our four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. And, of course, you need to understand that these are real organizations. Now, if you haven't seen Alex Jones' videos that were actually shot in the Bohemian Grove, you need to understand these people participate in this occult ceremony, worshiping this 40-foot owl. And we have their books, and they talk about worshiping the owl. Why? Because it's a symbol of Moloch, because we're involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. And somebody, are not supposed to have these books, but we have them on the Bohemian Grove. And I wish we had somebody to go through and get all the information out. We could disseminate it, but there just aren't enough times, hours in the day to do everything I need to do personally. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will perhaps want to get our four-tape set on the Pagan Agenda, or our Pagan Agenda special, which has the book that really transformed my life, and that was, of course, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, and you get that with the Pagan Agenda special. So much information we have, and we put it together to make it easier for you to begin to understand what we're up against, because we are in a battle against organized. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're dependent on those of you out in the audience to help us. If you believe there's a problem, you'd like to be part of an organization that's really doing something and not just sitting around. We can't be infiltrated because we're so small, but if you could join with us in this epic struggle, we'll appreciate it. For a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our 4 best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us as we reach out across America. with the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And we are reaching people. And with Alex and Joyce Riley and others, we're having an impact. And all of these people, I mean, there are dozens of people doing just what I'm doing. Maybe they don't approach from quite the same angle, but the American people are waking up. But this is the time to be involved. Don't say, oh, in the future, because the Office of Homeland Security is a fascist concept designed exactly after the Gestapo. They are centralizing all power over local police at the central government. And they're going to do away with the local control of police and bring everything under federal control. And when that happens, we will have no longer freedoms that we... and, of course, the Patriot Act 1, and now they were going to call it Patriot Act 2. Now they've changed the name to Victory Act. And, of course, they're playing games with our mind. Everything is perception. They're trying to make us believe that truth is falsehood and falsehood is truth, and they're so very, very good at it. If you want to understand what's really going on over in Iraq, you need to get my video. It's entitled Iraq, the Untold Story. And, of course, you can get it by itself, or you can get that along with a syllabus, which gives you all the documentation for the background of what's going on, including the information off the web on the Project for the New American Century, which is, of course, the fascist organization that controls the White House. And if you say, I don't want to hear that, I don't believe that, well, go to the website and see who were the people who organized this group in 1997. Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, William Bennett of Book of Virtues fame, Frank Gaffney, Jeb Bush, right down the line. They have all the names there. That's their website, not mine. Understand this. And, of course, it's all in our syllabus, which we hope you'll want to get because it has so much other excellent information. Every war of the last century was planned, and this war is planned, and those boys are dying for absolutely nothing other than the imperialistic ambitions of a group of people who are truly Machiavellian. You need to go to Ron Paul's website and get those speeches Alex was talking about and understand that these people know exactly what they're doing. Leo Strauss was a fascist, and he trained people in fascism because he believed that there was elitists who had the capacity to rule and everybody else should simply be controlled and manipulated. And that's exactly what's going on today. So if you're concerned about yourself and your family and your future, if you're concerned about your freedom, if you're concerned about America, if you're concerned, if only from a materialistic point of view, that you want to just be able to get something out of your savings, your pension funds and your annuities and all of the things you have in monetary may well be lost before this is over. The important thing is your personal relationship with our Lord. And, of course, that may well be the only thing you can do to sustain yourself in the very, very difficult times that do lie ahead. So this is the time, of course, when we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. We specifically ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be back with you once again here at Radio Liberty, this is Dr. Stan saying goodbye. May the Lord be with you. Thank you.